time to go to Our Man Sports Bets. Bet with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. We are less than 2 minutes away from Different Strokes kicking off at the races there. It's been backed off the map. I'm pleased to say Shawnee Omrod's there. G'day, Shawnee.
Boys, I would love to be a fly on the wall in that studio because, as you said, Shug, it's been backed off the map. This has been a huge go for Brian Fletcher's horse, Different Strokes. When I spoke to you yesterday, it was 3:20, I think.
Yep.
It was 2:80 earlier today, and I reckon as of about 20 minutes ago, it was as big as 2:60. Then it just went crash, bang, wallop. But now, as we speak, odds on, it's $1.95. Actually, hit $1.90 for a few minutes, so it's just eased out slightly. What that means, Fletch, when the big boys are betting in the run in that sort of, you know, half hour before the race, and as we get closer, even now, sort of 5-10 minutes out, when you see a big move like this, it means one thing: the pros and the syndicates, they have stepped in, which means I reckon the price that you're on, maybe about $3. That's the wrong one. Doesn't mean it's going to win, but it suggests it's got a much better chance than the $3 or thereabouts that probably you're holding a ticket on. So fingers crossed.
What was the intel from EMAC?
Yeah, so the intel, well, I think you boys said before, it's blowing an absolute gale down there. They were getting sort of 50-kilometre-an-hour winds. And this race is over the 1,350. And what that means is that's the longest run into the turn. That's a headwind the whole way. So you don't want to lead this race, which I don't think Different Strokes is going to. Should get plenty of cover. The favourite was Invincible Vision. That's the Waterhouse and Bot Runner. That should be the leader here. That's been out the gate. That's $2.45 out to $2.80 now on the drift. So it should get a nice little sit. It's Huey Bowman on board. I think it's going to get every chance. So you're on the good price, Fletch.
Yes.
We'll keep an eye on this. We're going to do this SEN trackside style, Shawnee boy, and you can just do the big cheer. Big Brian, so looking forward to that. Just while they are getting ready to kick off there, and we'll keep you posted as they do, what else have you got to report, Shawnee?
Yeah, well, Teamless Tuesday, obviously. But not much to report out of the first game, South v Manly. No big team news. So South have firmed up a touch, though, $1.77 into $1.74. The line is still 1.5. But the other game, Storm, Penrith, Storm just keep getting back to you. That line, I reckon, when I spoke to you yesterday, it was -7.5. It's ticked up 2 points. It's now -9.5, which I just think is starting to look very, very silly. Storm, $1.31, head-to-head, Penrith, $3.50. But they are just completely unloved. Brian To'o, he just has to play, I think. He's named in that jersey 21. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play. I think Ivan probably knows that he's got to be there to win that game. And a big reshuffle on that back line come potentially. But I think they're underway at Wyon, if you want to take over, Shug.
Yeah, no, we've got him here. And we thought Invincible Vision would lead, but it's Wasser. What you talking about, Willis? Oh, it's taken the lead by about 5 lengths. And stalking in fourth position at the moment, Brian, is Different Strokes. How are you feeling at this juncture?
Yeah, well, we'll just wait to see. We get into the turn. He's travelling all right. But Invincible Vision... that's the danger. Yeah, always has been the danger.
Long weekend in third, just keeping Invincible Vision off the fence, which is probably a good thing for you. Very, very patient, Different Strokes for the time being. They round the bend now. The leader's shot. The leader is absolutely shot, and now they come. Here's the contenders. So it's Invincible Vision who's taken the lead. Your little Different Strokes, Brian, just sitting in behind.
Come on, Huey. Unleash.
So Bowman's let down. Invincible Vision. It looks to be a two-horse race.
It is
Different Strokes who takes the lead. What you talking about, Willis? It's careering away, and it's going to win by about 3 lengths,
there
Brian.
There we go. Well done, everyone.
That was a bit too calm.
It was a bit calm. Let's get behind everyone. Here we go, everyone.
Different strokes in the world. Different strokes in the world.
Yeah. You talking about Willis?
Well done, Brian.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well done, son.
Very much. It's good. It's a good feeling. I don't have a son. I don't have a son, but I can imagine this is like having a son win a grand final.
That was Huey Bowmer. Huey Bowmer, the jockey. He lost the N on his jockey silks there. But Brian, at this stage here, 200 out. You were never ever doubting it.
No.
That's something to get excited about for future races.
Considering it's only. It's backed up after 5 days.
Put that in the black book in the wind.
Yeah.
Cyclone. Loves it.
It helped the leaders, Wasser.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Wasser? It helped when he went 12 lengths out in front. But, oh, look, it's good times.
There you go. That's fantastic. What about the Norm Smith? We've got some money to play with now, coal miner. What do you got for the Norm Smith?
Yeah, geez, I'm up and about after that. That was good. I tell you, you want him to win, Fletch, every day of the week. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, my pick was Bailey Smith for the Norm Smith. He was $15. He placed with the Bulldogs. Got very, very luscious hair. So that sometimes can help when trying to attract votes. But the umpires don't vote for this award. It's in the hands of some media pundits, I believe. So I put the word out to the doyen of Kazali, the great Cameron Tagadine. Now, he said he's not really keen on Bailey Smith. He said he's been playing a lot up forward the last few weeks. So one angle, maybe, if you do like the Bulldogs, he's probably going to need a big Bulldogs win, maybe kick a few goals to win the game. So if you want to follow me in, you probably want to be keen on a Doggies win, which I think some pundits are. But the two players that he wants to be on are the Bont at $8 and Clayton Oliver for Melbourne at $7. He thinks both of those guys are over the odds. They polled really well on the Brownlow the other night. I think Bont, he took up about 38% of the Bulldogs' Brownlow votes, and Clayton Oliver's 35% as well. So they, when they do perform, they catch the eye. Clayton Oliver in cracking form, and the Bont with a week off. He did have a troublesome knee a few weeks back, but he thinks he's going to be fit and firing. So he couldn't talk you out of either of those blokes. He thinks they're both a touch over the odds.
Sounds like you're backing both, Fletch, at around the $4 mark. That might be the way, if you combine them both, evenly stake, you're getting around $4. That might be the play, Shawnee.
Definitely. Yeah, you don't have to wait. You can cheer both teams, essentially, then. That's the way to do it.
What about the Golden Rose? So we've had the barrier draw.
Barrier draw today. Ammo, it's into odds on. It was $1.90 pre-barrier draw. It's drew barrier 8, J-Mac on board, just in $1.85. But the boys think it might just ease by race day. So maybe just hold your money. Remark, I backed it last start and it did nothing for me. It's drawn barrier 5. It's $8. And the third pick, Artorias, $8.50. And also Giannis, last start winner, tipped off by the great EMAC. Got Kieran McAvoy. It's a big $15. It's drawn barrier 9.
Ooh, okay. That's Chrissy Waller. And I'm declaring this too, Shawnee. Chris Waller will win his first Melbourne Cup this year. Less imports coming out. It's just got him. He has to win a Melbourne Cup at some stage, doesn't he?
You would think.
That's an early crow if I've ever heard one.
That's it.
Cue the music, you ask.
That's it. Cue the music. Now he's producing the show, Shawnee.
He's got some Rob from Blacktown qualities about him, hasn't he?
Yes.
Hey, Shawnee, just before you go, have we got any more?
No.
Have you been watching SAS?
Mate, I watched a little bit of it, and then I turned off when I saw Manu on the Brasco next to Mark. I had to turn off after that.
Yeah, that was a bit odd. But we had Yana Pittman on there. She was impressive, wasn't she?
Yeah, I did hear that. Very impressive.
So she's now my favourite. I couldn't get
the mail. You were trying to get the winner out of it.
Trying to get it. Very tight lips. I'm just watching different strokes go over the line again. I'm getting a photo of them off Bradley's. Boom.
Look, no N on his. He's lost the N on his Dax, Huey Bowman. We've got to move on, Shawnee. But great to have you part of that. A very special win for the Bears here there. Sportsbet, bet with mates. Start your group bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. We certainly shared the moment then, didn't we, coal miner?
Thanks, boys. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Fletch. Go easy tonight.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Beautiful stuff.